in the KHJ studio right now. And why? Well, we have Mayor Fo here from Massey to tell us what is going on today. Fo, good to see you.
Good to see you, John. It's been a while.
It has, yeah. And you've got a bunch of beautiful ladies here, and I'm assuming we're getting ready for the first time in like 2-3 years, a Massey pageant.
Yes, it has been 2 long years since Ippy has been holding the crown. And now it's that time to pass it on to the next young lady.
So speaking of young ladies, we get to meet them today, right?
Yes, we have the 5 lovely contestants with us on the radio this morning.
Okay. All right. Do you want to go ahead and meet them? Or Epi, did you want to say something? Or
Yeah, I'll pass it on to Epi to say something. She's got to start saying something because it's going to come to an end very soon.
You get back to normal life because you've been like the reigning miss. Yeah, just pull that on over there like we talked about. You got it. Yeah, there you go.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Epi.
Good morning, Rick and Samo. It's good to be back here again. It's been a while, as what Fo has mentioned.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited. I am so proud of these 5 lovely young women who are vying for the title of Miss American Samoa. You know, this platform is, it takes a lot of courage to be out there. And I'm so proud of these young ladies for taking the opportunity to showcase their talents on stage.
And it looks like we've got a great slate. You've got 5 contestants, which is awesome. You know, there were a couple years where it was like 3, 2, 4, but you got 5 this year.
Never in my time, John. It's always been 4 going up.
All right.
It's not an easy job to go out there and scout the girls.
Right. But it takes a lot of courage to put yourself out like that, huh?
Yes, because here in our culture, the young lady doesn't have the choice. It's the parents.
Okay.
You have to go through the parents.
So that's what you did.
Yes. Every time that we go out there, of course, at the end of the pageant, she goes back home, right? And who cares for them? Their parents. And we're very also thankful to the parents. Without their support, the young ladies wouldn't be here.
And speaking of parents, well, we're going to meet the young ladies. We've got a lot of parents in the background
right now. Yes, they're all in back of us.
And the entourage.
Yes, and that shows as old as you are, your mother is always behind you.
You got it.
And, you know, before I pass it on, I would like to acknowledge our major sponsor of the pageant this year, which we're also very thankful to. Blue Sky, thank you to CEO Justin Tuyasosopo for taking the lead this year of wanting to sponsor this event.
Yeah, that's great. I saw that there's a... Did you guys already have your press conference, or is that today?
Today at 2 o'clock.
Today at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be held at DDW at 2, and we're very thankful to them because, you know, every year we go out there to the business community to solicit for... sponsors for the pageant. You know, it is a community event. The Miss American Samoa belongs to American Samoa. It doesn't belong to Massey. We're just servants. And this year they took the sponsorship of the diamond sponsor, which is $10,000. And we will announce that today at the press conference. And we also have our all-star signs. Thank you to Y and Case Moore for taking up the gold sponsor. Yep, gold sponsor, which is, we will also be announcing that probably tomorrow. And we also have, where Epi is employed at, Visitors Bureau. Thank you, Taimanglilangi Mini Tuya, for taking up the silver sponsor. So those are the 3 people that, 3 large businesses or big businesses that will be taking up the sponsorship for the pageant this year. And of course, I will pass it on to Epi to, we have also Alofa My sponsors. It takes a lot to put this pageant together. And without these people, we wouldn't be able to do it. So I'm going to pass it on to Epi so she can acknowledge our Alofa My sponsors for this year.
For our Alofa sponsor, we would like to acknowledge GHC Reed, Olivia Reed, for sponsoring our beverages for this year's pageant. We also wanted to acknowledge Steinlager, Sonia Standing Aliae, also one of our beverage sponsors. Island Funeral, Loma and Tina Yosia for sponsoring our transportation vehicle to take our contestants for next week's activities. We also like to acknowledge DDW Lay Stevenson for sponsoring our VIP dinner venue for next week Saturday. We also like to acknowledge Island Flowers, Peter and Donna Gurr, who's always supported every year of our pageant, always donating bouquet of flowers for our contestants. And also, we like to acknowledge Cecilia's Restaurant, Nua and Sean Salanoa, for sponsoring our Tuanai this Sunday.
So you're wearing the crown now, Epi. How many more days do you have the crown? When is the actual pageant happening?
Our pageant will be next week, Friday, November 5th at 7 at the Lee Auditorium in Utule.
And are you ready to pass the crown on? I mean, you're like the longest reigning Miss because we didn't have a Miss last year, right?
Yes, it's been 2 years, but Lorna Leigh, back in the 90s, she had the crown for about 3 to 4 years.
How do you do that? Did you not have a pageant then, or did she just keep winning?
No, she went on to school, and then at that time, it was under the government. They just didn't have a pageant.
Okay.
So she went to school and came back and returned the crown back to continue on.
Lorna Leigh who?
Lorna Leigh Halleck.
Lorna Leigh Halleck, okay. All right. So November 5th then, which is like not this weekend, the following weekend.
The following weekend.
And Epi going to pass the crown or the torch on to one of these five lovely young ladies we're about to meet.
Yes. And if you're interested in getting tickets, you can get a hold of Epi at 770-6274.
All right. You want to meet our contestants?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and start. Now, I just know you by your numbers, but let's get to know our contestants rather than just contestant number one and two and three. Let's go ahead and start with contestant number one. What is your name, ma'am?
Talofa. Happy Tuesday, everybody. My name is Fiatangata Kotane. Maloale Yato Amani Filo Johnson. I am happily sponsored by my parents, Paul and Fia Johnson.
All right. And do you have a platform that you'll be standing upon?
Yes. My platform is improving the future of healthcare in American Samoa.
Okay. Why did you pick that one?
Because I used to work as a dental assistant, and before that, helping people in the healthcare, in the medical field, excuse me, has just been important to me, and it's one of my passions.
Oh, that's very exciting. Thanks for sharing that with us. And that's very important, it sounds like. You know, a lot of people need health care. We have a very large elderly population, and that's definitely a good platform to run on. So, Fiatangata, good to meet you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
So that is contestant number one. Let's go ahead and meet contestant number two now. Good morning.
Good morning. Greetings, and talofa, American Samoa. I'm your contestant number two. I'm Melody Molly Telenor Chan. I'm 18 years of age, hail from the beautiful villages of Faleniwa and Mesipa. I'm proudly sponsored by the House of Colors. Thank you.
And your platform is going to be?
My platform is fitness.
Okay.
I truly believe that everyone should stay fit and eat healthy.
All right. Any reason why you chose the fitness platform besides eating and being fit?
I chose fitness as my platform because, as you can see, how fit I am, you know. I'm trying to motivate people to stay fit, to eat healthy, and to stay motivated.
So, what do you do to stay fit?
Exercise, eat healthy.
Okay. Do you like work out at Zumba or do you do Tai Bo or?
Yeah, we do Zumba every time at weekly at our church.
Oh, what church is that?
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Which ward?
Faleniu.
Faleniu, okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, that's very important. So that's Melody Chen, and that is contestant number two. And let's meet contestant number three of five now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Entaya Manui, American Samoa. My name is Orepa Rosary Talo. I am 22 years of age and from the beautiful villages of Amanave, Afono, and Watia. But I'm currently living in Malailoa, where my parents, Reverend Catechist Twalesolo and Valelia Talo, are serving God in the Catholic Church.
Okay.
And my platform is to empower young Samoan plus-size women. I know that I am also a plus-size contestant. I am proud of it. I am proud to be a plus-size girl. Because if I can do it, I want to tell every plus-size Samoan women out there that there are a lot of opportunities out here. We can all do it. If I can do it, all of us can do it.
Okay. So that's your platform. Very,
yes.
Very good. And how old are you?
I am 22.
Okay. Do you go to ASCC or?
I used to work at Astica.
Okay.
But I resigned because of had to take my grandma off island for her treatment, her surgery.
Oh, that's good. Well, hopefully she's okay.
She is.
All right.
Doing much better.
Well, Orepa, very nice to meet you, and that sounds like an exciting platform. You know, you've got the confidence, and you're owning it, and empowering other other women just like yourself. So that is contestant number three. Now let's go ahead and take it on over to contestant number four. And good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, American Samoa. My name is Soloya Danielle Fonofono Tawanu Utafua. I am 19 years of age, and I come from the beautiful villages of Mlailoa, Popua, Ili'ili, and Setango.
That's the whole island, huh? You've got the east, west, and central. All right, go ahead.
I am sponsored by The Ken A Creation. My platform is women dealing with domestic violence.
Okay, and why did you choose domestic violence?
I've had friends and some family members going through this, and it's time to put a stop to this because it's getting very serious, and we need to let our women voices be heard.
Okay, so that's your platform, Danielle, and you are contestant number four.
And I am contestant number four.
You want to shout out your mom and dad or anything?
Oh, my mom is Aulele Tafua, and my dad is Maturo Tafua.
Okay, and where do they live?
Mlailoa.
Mlailoa, okay. Yes. All right, but you got everything covered, huh?
Yes.
Central, East, Western districts, right on. Okay, so that is contestant number four, and our fifth and final contestant we bring to the microphone right now. Good morning.
Good morning, and Talofa American Samoa. My name is Hani Fuimo'ono. I am 23 years of age. I am from the villages of Nu'uli and Manu'a. My parents are both Daphne and Peter Fuimo'ono. I am proudly sponsored and truly blessed to have wonderful co- and major sponsors, starting with Pongo Pongo Trading Company, Morris Scanlon, Gia's, and Maliu Mai. My platform is on mental health, and it has to do with valuing your individual worth.
And you mentioned mental health, so why did you decide to use mental health as your platform? Anything that happened or you've seen happen to other people you might know that kind of said, hey, this is something we got to talk about?
I truly feel that everyone should value their individual worth and their mental health, especially because your mental health and your physical health is what helps you to keep going in life. And everyone needs to remember to take good care of themselves.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very important. So, Honey, thank you very much for sharing that. Danielle Arepa, Melody Fiatangata, this is contestants one through five, and we get to see them all on the main stage come Friday. What is it? Next weekend, right? Did you say it was Saturday or Friday?
Friday, November 5th.
Friday, November 5th. Now, tell us about corporate tables. I know you mentioned general admission, but what about corporate tables? Can we get those, or are they sold out?
If they're interested in getting it, we have a few corporate tables left.
How much does a corporate table run?
$800 okay. for six people. And you got to remember, John, this is during the time of the pandemic, and a lot of people are wanting to go somewhere. So that's the reason why the corporate tables have sold very quickly.
It's like a staycation, huh?
Yes.
But you just cruise on over to the Lee, yeah?
Yes, just cruise on over.
And is KBZK going to be carrying the big show?
We're working on that right now with Director Awe Lua.
Okay.
Yes, we will be.
I hope so.
Yes.
If not, Blue Sky can, or we'll figure it out.
Or somebody will do it, because it's a good event. You don't want to pass it on without memories.
Right. And then, you got to, if you can't make it, watch it online. Or while you're there, watch it online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know the show is going to be sold out, so it would be very nice if the people at home can watch it from the comfort of their homes. And just wanted to acknowledge the assistance of the Government of American Samoa. We would like to thank our governor, Lemanu Piletimonga, and also the First Lady Ella Monga, Lieutenant Governor Talawenga Ali, and the good lady Marian Ali, for always assisting the young women of American Samoa. Because it was Lolo's administration that we started the Miss American Samoa to be employed at Visitors Bureau for 1 year during her reign.
And that'll keep going then?
We're hoping. Yes, it will keep going.
All right. Okay. You sure?
Yes.
All right. Better, huh?
Yes.
Now that you said it on the radio.
Yes, it's a good opportunity for this young lady to be serving at Visitors Bureau.
Sure.
Because that's where the we need to promote our island.
Yeah.
And that is the best place to promote it.
Kind
from.
Of like our ambassador.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Epi, I don't know if I'm going to see you again without that crown, so I just want to let you know that you know, all of us here at KHJ think you did a great job, especially because you kind of didn't know you were going to be it for 2 years, but you were, and you did a great job, you know, empowering. I know fitness was, you know, a big part of your role, and you did set a good example, and it sounds like that's a platform that some other people are going to be running on, so mala lava.
Thank you, John.
All right, big shout-outs to your dad, too, Mika. Miss you, man, over there at the plaza. Okay, and Fia Tangata, Melody, Arepa, Danielle, Honey, want to wish you all the best, and good luck. And we look forward to watching you, whether it's, you know, from a corporate table, general admission, or on KVZK or Blue Skies live feed. Yes. Okay, and thanks to all our sponsors. Fo, did you have anything else before we wrapped up?
No, it's just that thank you also to KHJ for allowing us to come in and introduce the five lovely contestants for this year.
All right, good to see you, and we'll stay in close touch. Mala lava. Take care.
Thank you.